former chief of the defense staff of the Canadian Armed Forces says the Sydney area is playing an important role in strengthening Canada's presence in the Arctic. Sydney Harbour was recently named the preferred site for a Canadian Coast Guard maintenance port about 4 months after the Coast Guard moved from Fisheries and Oceans Canada to the Department of National Defense. Retired General Tom Lawson says the polar icebreakers will play a critical role in the Arctic, where other nations are expressing interest, but he says the unarmed vessels should be supported in their Arctic duties.
And I think we could have special operations troops on board the larger aircraft as boarding parties. They're well trained for that. Long-range patrol aircraft, which of course carry torpedoes, fighter aircraft with some of our refuelers if it really required some burly response up there. I really think the most likely scenario is that Canada would show a presence up in the north as required, and try and de-escalate whatever is happening up there. The idea of combat occurring in the depths of the northern Arctic in the winter months when ice has to be broken is a little hard to imagine. I think it would largely be a presence that we would require.
Lawson applauds Ottawa for making more commitments to protect Canada's Arctic sovereignty.
Our Canadian Arctic has been ignored largely, not just in recent decades, but for the 100 years and more that we've had sovereignty over to, given to it by the British when they left. It's always been clear to Canadian politicians when you read the history on the North that they knew that our claim to sovereignty up there was weak and that we should be doing more about it. When I was Chief of Defense, our Prime Minister, Mr. Harper, used to go up there every summer to kind of show his interest in the North, and he was going to back that up with investments that never came to be, opening a year-round port up in Nanisivik, things like that.
But now Lawson says Canada is stepping up, and he goes on to say protected Coast Guard vessels would complement other resources underway in the North.
There's a discussion on, I'm sure you've heard, the over-the-horizon radar that's going to be bolstering NORAD defenses against incoming missiles. There's going to be a fleet of a constellation of satellites put up to bolster communications in the north, but also reconnaissance in the north, unmanned aerial vehicles, long-range patrol aircraft, and vehicles for the army that that can travel across tundra and other hard-to-cross areas in the north. These are all underway now. A little late, but underway.
Meanwhile, Lawson does not believe there is a major security risk in the Sydney area if international tension mounts, adding Canada's competitors would be focused on a number of priorities elsewhere. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.